The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Duttiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Duttiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Duttiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tonight we'll be reflecting on Sangha. And of course it could be used to mean different things, but right now in a more immediate, more direct way, feeling supported in a basic way, just being here in this room together, appreciating even the safety and structure of the building here, the quiet, relative quiet, the warmth, the cleanliness of the place. And just sensing in a very straightforward way the many, many people who worked hard, who contributed a lot of money so that there would be this place to do this practice. And then right now we are the recipients of all this generosity that we get to be here together in this way. So taking refuge in the Sangha, in part, it means a willingness to receive the support, a willingness to receive the generosity of our community, to let it in, to let it touch our hearts, that we're not alone, that there are beings, there are people that really care about my practice. They care enough to support it. And we can remember not only our direct teachers, the people we've learned from, the people who've written the books that have been so helpful, the Dharma talks we've listened to, the interactions with wise, kind friends and teachers over the years. And of course, those wise friends, supportive friends, they're just the continuation of so many generations of people doing their practice, developing some wisdom, some compassion, and doing what they can do to support others' practice. And like this for such a long time, so many generations, these teachings of the Buddha have been passed down. It's unfathomable how many hands, how many people these teachings have passed down through, and now we're the recipient. It's our turn. And just feeling that connection to the beings before us. Feeling grateful that we're fortunate to have this place, fortunate to have these teachings, fortunate to have this community. And we really rest, we take refuge in all of this support. And of course, the practice has begun to be internalized. The wholesome intentions of generosity or renunciation, wholesome intention of kindness and compassion, they are now, in a sense, a living presence in the heart, in the mind, an active natural force, the force of letting go, being content. The force of caring, kindness, and compassion. So we can also take refuge in this heart's capacity to have these wholesome intentions, intentions that we can recognize and trust. Buddha talks about the wholesome intentions in three ways: the intention of renunciation, the joy, recognizing the joy of letting go, the joy of putting things down, the joy of letting things be, the joy of contentment, like even in this moment, sensing directly that this moment is enough. It's enough in the sense that it's worthy of being open, worthy of being intimate with the conditions that are here now. And understanding that It doesn't need, this moment doesn't need to be different than it is. It's enough that things are this way now. Finding contentment in the way it is now. Really appreciating this refuge of renunciation, finding it in our own mind and heart right now. This capacity to be content, this capacity to accept the conditions as they are. And this capacity to be generous with this presence, this mindful presence, kindness, compassion. I care about this life. As we begin to reflect on this refuge of kindness, also part of Sangha, this capacity, this beautiful thing to care, to be kind, to be gentle, to be patient with the conditions here in the moment, to be friendly with experience. Seeing that as a real refuge, this capacity of the mind or the heart to be friendly and kind. Sensing it directly as a refuge, something that can be trusted. Because it is so easy to think in ways, act in ways that make things tight, there can be this great appreciation or gratitude for this capacity to relate in a friendly way to our experience, in a kind way to the body and the mind now. So it's less about what's happening in the moment and more about this refuge, this willingness to be relating to the experience of the body and the mind with friendliness and kindness, patience, forgiveness, all these qualities of love. And because we realize this tenuous situation between the mind relating in ways that make everything tight and heavy, and the mind relating in a kind way where things soften and relax and open up, free up, we realize this is also true for everybody else. Everybody else is negotiating the same tenuous space of finding themselves in reactive and difficult states, getting tight about things, becoming afraid, becoming greedy. And compassion is born as the third refuge, the third beautiful intention that we can take refuge in. It's an expression of Sangha, this capacity for compassion, to care about the well-being of others in the same way we're willing to be kind and to take care of this heart, this body, knowing how tenuous everybody's life is, we're happy to act with real compassion in the world, to live in a way that does not cause harm, to live in a way that's healing and helpful because we care. In the same way we care about our own lives. So just feel the refuge of that wholesome intention not to harm living beings. The intention to heal the wounds, to heal the injustices as best we can. And most importantly, not to add, not to amplify anybody's suffering as best we can. See that as a refuge, as a place of safety, this vow or this intention not to harm. So taking refuge in Sangha is really taking refuge in the beautiful awakened qualities of a mind or heart. And in the Buddhist tradition, we describe these awakened qualities as the intention of renunciation or generosity, the intention of kindness, the intention of compassion. Or you could say this commitment not to harm. So whether we recognize these beautiful intentions in our own heart or in somebody else's heart, in their actions, we see them as a refuge. So we'll take the last 10 minutes or so in silence and just allow your mind, this is a reflection, to think, to remember in your own life and then in others that you've seen these beautiful qualities manifesting. People, yourself or others, expressing the intention of renunciation and generosity, expressing the intention of kindness and compassion. And as you remember, then sense the refuge, just a deep gratitude, deep appreciation for these wholesome intentions, something to honor and respect, something to trust and take as a refuge. So we're contemplating these beautiful qualities of the mind, these three wholesome intentions. We're practicing remembering them. And you might have images of seeing those beautiful qualities in another, or you might have memories of seeing, feeling those qualities in your own mind. Recognize that they're beautiful, that they're wholesome, and recognize that they're a refuge, feeling drawn to them, place of safety, being grounded in these three intentions of renunciation and kindness and compassion. And you can find these intentions right here in the present moment as you're relating to your own experience in a generous way, putting down the world, renouncing everything except this kind presence, and doing it for the benefit of all beings. Modeling in our own little way right now, right here, real peace, real healing. Sending out a sympathetic vibration for all beings. This is the way to be peaceful. This is the way to be wholesome. Expressing it right here and now. As a gift to yourself and to all beings. And letting everything else go. We keep it really simple, sitting here, aware of the quality of the heart and mind, the wholesomeness of the intentions, or, of course, at times, the not-so-wholesome intentions. But that's okay. We just recognize, honey, this is not the way, or honey, this is not a refuge, these intentions that are here now. So even that turns it into refuge, recognizing what's not the way, what's not helpful. Well, that's the way, that's a refuge. We do that with kindness, a willingness to put down the tendency to be obsessive in ways that aren't helpful. And willing to model being skillful for the benefit of all beings. Can we find the refuge of Sangha here and now, sitting in this room together, connecting with all the beings who have supported and are supporting our practice, past, present, and future? Is there a refuge here and now? And if so, how to keep it in mind, how to honor it and use it, depend on it. I take refuge in these wholesome intentions, this capacity of this mind and heart, and the capacity of other minds and hearts to renounce what's unnecessary, their capacity to be generous and to let go. And I take refuge in this heart and everybody's heart's capacity to be kind and compassionate, to care, to refrain from harming others. I take refuge, I respect and honor this wholesomeness, this goodness. May it continue. May it increase, may it never end. May we all live our lives with these three beautiful intentions of renunciation and kindness and compassion.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.